Please listen carefully.
Hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media, social media, and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, and home office-worthy podcast. Today is Monday, August 17th, 2020. Oh, happy Monday, my friend. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. It's Monday, and I did get through my closet cleaning project, so I feel lighter and freer, although I haven't yet moved my 3 bags of giveaways out the door to where I'm donating them, but I will do that this week for sure.
Okay, so question, when you were going through the stuff, was there anything that you were like a maybe on, or the minute you touched it, you're like, nope, out, nope, out? Like, what was the process like for you?
I did do a small maybe pile, but by the end, other than one piece in that maybe pile, I decided to let go of it.
Yeah.
I felt like once I was in the release mode, it was interesting to see how much easier it got to let go of things.
So good. Yes, I, as you know, did my pajama drawer, but then yesterday I walked into my closet and I decided I can't do it all at once, but I can, like, every time I go into my closet, look at if anything that I look at and touch that's out, it's out. I have started the process, but I think it is pretty exciting. And I think you're right. Like, the maybes stop becoming maybes once you realize all that you really can let go of in life.
Yeah. And I think it works on an energetic level. So anyway, I woke up and I did my yoga. I did my walk. I ate breakfast before we got on the call today. I wrote out my top list of things I've got to get done this week. And so
I'm nice. Hitting on all strides. Well, my little one has decided that naps are for losers. Mm-hmm. And so that's fine. That means that she goes to bed much earlier than she was previously. And then it also means that at 6 a.m. or in this case this morning at 5:15, it was party time. So it was actually nice because she went to bed about 7:45 last night, which was early. And then I had some time to do some work on my own. And then this morning, bright and early, she got up and she wanted to see the dog and the cat and play. And so we actually had a pretty active, fun morning. But it did mean that when she left with her dad for their morning drive and, you know, they go hang out together while we get this show done, I had about 8 minutes to shower. And so I showered and then I ran to my computer thinking it would be perfect and it required a reboot. So metaphoric reboot for everything this morning. But the Optimist Daily was kind of a reboot today. Once they were out the door and I had just a moment and I was skimming through the Optimist Daily as I was wrapping up, you know, getting dressed for the day, I kind of liked some of the more emotion-based articles that we had in here. Some of the household chore articles and ways to feel better about yourself articles. That's where my head was at this morning. There was also one that I think we both thought was pretty important.
Yes. And I think that there's something about, maybe it's that midsummer. Some of us are having to get back to school. My son's school starts this week. And the quotes, summer is over, even though it was not very different than the rest of our lives, the rest, you know, for this year. But yeah, so people are doing their cleaning projects, they're getting ready to get back to work or back to school. And so I think that's the feeling that we were capturing in today's solutions. The top article today is just something super important. And it's been hitting the headlines more and more, is just all the turmoil that's happening with the U.S. Postal Service. The headline, I'll just read that, 6 simple ways you can help save the United States Postal Service. And this is an important thing to think about, like, what can each of us do as citizens of this country? And for those of you who are listening in other countries, you can just watch and maybe send positive energy to the U.S. Postal Service. But this is a very essential part of our country from the founding. And I think it's one of the few institutions which is outlined in our U.S. Constitution. And it's having some real issues right now. It's mm-hmm. burdened by some of the financial structures which have been imposed upon it from the government, which is somewhat unfair. If you think about the Postal Service as a business, some of the burdens that it carries are unfair. If you think about it as an essential service, then treating it like it's a business and having to cut hours and make it be profitable also doesn't make sense. So to me,
yeah,
the point is getting missed in some of the political discussions about it, because it handles about 50% of our country's mail. It has handled more in the past. And for the people who are in rural areas, it is overwhelmingly their main connection to the outside world for physical objects, because it doesn't make sense for the UPS or the FedEx shipping, those kind of private shippings, to actually have locations in, you know, rural Iowa
right.
or somewhere, you know.
Exactly.
So the yeah. United States Postal Service is really essential, especially for those areas. And then there's some areas in main cities where it's really hard to receive packages and things. And the U.S. Postal Service does a lot of that. So it's really an important part of the fabric of the United States. And even more so now with the pandemic and the dangers of doing in-person voting. And as we've expanded mail-in voting or absentee voting, I think that's actually a positive thing. It makes it easier for people to vote as long as the barriers of entry are kept reasonable. And there's no evidence of large-scale fraud. It's actually a pretty secure election process. Anyway, so this article talks about six things that each of us can do to help support the U.S. Postal Service, and that includes buying stamps, signing petitions, sharing information on social media that's accurate and supports the Postal Service.
Share this story on social media.
Share this story on social media. Exactly. Exactly. There's a particular text you can do. Call your representatives. Choose USPS shipping when you have an option online instead of doing overnight with FedEx or something like that, mm-hmm. or UPS. Choose the U.S. Postal Service, and that can actually be a way you're supporting the Postal Service and the postal workers. My husband's nephew actually does work for the post office. I recently met a guy who was sort of interesting, and he works in the post office in the back part of it, and he loves his job, and his passion is, when he does get to travel, is he's made it his mission in life to go visit more U.S. post offices in the country than the other person.
Okay, so my favorite post office is the one in Summerland, because it's just really quaint and cute, and I'm a big fan of Summerland. But recently we just had my daughter's first birthday. I received lovely gifts from friends and family for her first birthday. And I am a big thank you note writer. I love sending gratitude out into the universe. And I got my thank you notes written, and then I needed stamps. So I sent Brennan's dad to go pick up some stamps on one of their morning drives. He went to two ATMs, was unsuccessful at doing it. And we thought, oh, well, maybe it's just because he's not a Wells Fargo customer. And then Saturday, I went to two ATMs to try to also get stamps, because that's how I normally get stamps. And of course, for whatever reason, the Wells Fargo ATMs were no longer providing stamps. So by the time I got to my parents' house to visit them, I kind of had to fess up that while I was trying really hard to get these thank you notes out, I actually couldn't, because I couldn't get stamps. My mom made a comment about, why don't you go to the post office? And my response was, well, I just don't feel safe taking the baby into the post office. And when else am I going to go? And so I just think it's really interesting. I imagine I'm not unique in that experience, but there are ways to buy stamps online.
I was just about to say that you can actually purchase stamps online at the USPS.com store. And, you know, you can just get yourself a whole package of forever stamps. I've been following the post office story since earlier this year because I knew it was starting to heat up. And so I did buy a bunch of stamps early on, even though, honestly, I don't use the post office very often anymore. I don't pay my bills anymore using stamps because I mostly pay online. So there really is a reckoning that we have to look at about what is the role of the United States Post Office and how do we preserve its key functions and right-size it, whatever that means going forward. But right now, it's not the time to mess with anything because it is such a crucial part of this 2020 election, and we don't want to disenfranchise anybody.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, guys, definitely take action. And this is one of those articles that's about solutions, right? We see right now on social, so many people are sharing images of post boxes that seem to be closed or reduction in services. And what we would encourage you with the Optimist Daily to do is share this article, share a solution. Don't just share the problem. Don't just share the concern or the inflammatory sort of things that are setting us all off and making us feel more fearful or intense or stressed. Share this solution and take action on one of them.
So that's the post office, which is a really important part of our national community and our local communities too. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I have a local delivery person that I see every day. This is somebody who's in our community, in our neighborhoods. So there's an actual face to the post office often. But what about you? You were talking about some of the more emotional or supportive articles in today's solutions and summers. What were you going to talk about?
Well, I'm in a period of my life where I kind of have this desire for healing and healing from stress, healing from some abdominal issues that I continue to wrestle with. As some of you guys know, I've struggled with a skin cancer situation on my face that I can't really address until I'm not breastfeeding. And so I've been watching this documentary Heal on Netflix, and some of the spontaneous healing conversations is really about like understanding that your diagnosis is not your prognosis. What I love about that is that they've kind of broken down what are four key things that people do when spontaneous healing occurs. Now, simultaneously, this Optimist Daily article, which is 10 Habits of Successful People, there's overlay between the two stories. And so they really spoke to me right now. The 10 activities one can take to further success, or the 10 habits of successful people, include prioritizing healthy sleep, don't hit the snooze button, up and at 'em, clean eating, get out in nature, move your body in some way every day, meditate, visualize, lifelong reading and learning, develop meaningful relationships, and connect to your purpose. Well, simultaneously, the four that spontaneous healing talks about is a sense of higher purpose, a strong spiritual connection, enlisting community support, and changing of habits. What I love about both of these is that idea of connecting to purpose, right? Having a strong sense of purpose for the work that you do, the life that you lead. What are you here for, and why should you stay, right? Like, why should you be on this earth? What can you do? And so success is also not necessarily more money. You know, everyone is going to have a different definition of success. For me, success is healthy, happy, and whole. And I want my children, I want my little girl to be able to know that happy, healthy, and whole is the most important thing that she can pursue in her life. So the article kind of ends with saying that success can be defined in all different ways. No matter your job, ambition, healthy daily habits will help you achieve it. Christy, I know you're pretty good at a lot of these habits, and we've been talking a little bit about what success means to us at the Optimist Daily. So any of these jump out for you?
The thing that I find interesting is that the highlighting the purpose and highlighting sort of connecting with other people, both of those, I think, are intrinsically about finding meaning for what you're doing that sings to your soul. I used to think that the most important thing was just to be happy, just to be happy, just to be happy. But what does that actually mean? You have a life of ease and you have a life of, you know, you got enough food to eat, you got a comfortable, warm home. Okay, great. But if you don't have deep relationships and you don't have a deep connection to why you're doing what you're doing, I feel like you lose out a lot in terms of real happiness or joy because you don't know who you are and why you're here, right? So connecting to your purpose is, I think, one of those really essential pathways to creating a life of meaning. That meaningfulness may be different for each person. And I think it also goes beyond just basic needs like, you know, food, shelter, and security, and the survival needs, which are super important. And we have to have those basic things covered. But once you do that, then you have to find more if you really want to feel, to me, happy, healthy, and whole. So health is super important. Happiness, I think, can be defined in so many different ways. But wholeness and meaning is, to me, the most important things. I always like reconnecting with these kinds of articles because it just reminds me that it is really important to have these basic habits about finding balance in your life between sleep and work and good food versus mm-hmm. not such good food, even if it's really enjoyable. And being connected to the why you're doing things, not just filling your hours with meaningless activity.
Exactly. Well, and that meaningful relationships, enlisting community support comes with it, like a transparency and authenticity. And I think the closer you can align with your purpose, the easier it is for you to actually have authentic and meaningful relationships.
I mean, if you're just fighting to survive, it's hard to think beyond getting food on the table and keeping a roof over your head. That's important. And I think that's one of the reasons that I am working to create a world where more people have those things just without so much trouble.
Right. Exactly. Without. Well, so one of the other elements of this documentary talked a bit about that you're in one of two states, right? You're either in fight or flight, or you're in rest and recovery. And if you are always in fight or flight, if you are always in a battle, if you are always fighting for your basic needs or feeling like you are in a constant state of playing defense, your fight or flight levels will increase the toxicity in your body. They're going to affect your overall well-being. And if you are instead able to be in rest and recovery, able to be in growth, that's how a body heals. And so fight or flight is not how a person heals, and it's not how a nation heals. And this hunger to just be in a fight all the time that we see on social and we see on news is intrinsically what's wrong with our health as individuals and as a world. And so for me, healthy habits for a successful person are like healthy habits for a successful world. We'll go all Gandhi here, but like be the change, right? So I'm going to be the change. I'm going to start with me and release that which no longer serves me. It's time for rest and recovery and not just fight or flight.
The main thing we each have control over is how we react to what shows up for us in the world. We always have a choice there. Anyway, that's that. But other things on today's top solutions, because I know we have to get going. There is an article about how data is showing we could elect a record number of women to the House in 2020. That's just one step towards having a bit more gender equality in terms of our representation. Since women are 50% of the country, I think it makes sense for maybe 50% of our representatives to be female. That's a good one. Coating seeds with microbes can boost plants' carbon capture abilities. And that's an interesting article about a new startup that's developing a microbial technology based on helping plants absorb more CO2. Another technology/nature article, it could be possible to stop locust swarms by using their own scent. And that's another interesting study that is coming out right now.
Laugh about that one because it's like, oh, it's time for the locusts now. No.
Plagues and pests and all of that, right?
No locusts, but you can clean kitchen appliances.
Yeah, so here's a guide for cleaning kitchen appliances. Now that we are all home and doing our last summer cleaning before we get back to business or school, right? And so there's a guide there. There's a water treatment plant that's using expired beer to produce green energy. That's a fun story. Google is creating the world's largest earthquake detector. That's something interesting, and I'm curious to see how that turns out. There's a rare butterfly species, which is experiencing a successful reintroduction into the wild. It's another hopeful birds and bees story. And there's some simple ways to make your laundry routine more sustainable that we invite everybody to go on to today's solutions and read all 10 of these stories and more. And that is it for the Optimist Daily today on Monday, August 17th. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening.
We promise to continue to share positive solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. There's a lot more we usually say at the end of this show, but it is 9:45 and we have an editorial meeting to get to. So just be part of the solution, changing consciousness, addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset, become an emissary. Let's keep the Optimist Daily free to all who need it, supported by those who can. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, Christy got a phone call.